The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the Planter's plant food.
Even though I've been growing things for over 30 years, no two gardening seasons are ever the same. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, as well as the pest patrol expert for PlantersPlace.com, and today we're going to talk about how I'm making some changes to address some issues that came up from last year. Now, every year brings something brand new. This season, my goals are to keep the deer from eating everything, like they did last year, hold on to as much moisture as I can, especially if we're going to have a dry summer, and keep the weeds in a reasonable level. The question is how to make it all happen. At the beginning of the year, Grant and I thought about building a fence around the garden area to keep the deer from eating everything, as I mentioned before, but we couldn't agree on what type of fence. He wanted an 8-foot-tall chain link so it would stay neat and tidy and didn't have any sagging at all. I thought that looked too industrial, especially since many of my gardens are used for photos in the articles I write for magazines. Having a chain link, you know, maybe we should add some razor wire on the top, is not the look I'm going for. I thought that the big wooden post, which would keep the wire straight, was the best bet. But after fighting the grass around the existing fence that I have over part of the garden, I decided I didn't want any of it. But since I still need to keep the deer out of the veggies, the big question is how do we do it? A couple of years ago, I bought a big roll of greenhouse plastic. I think it's about 200 feet long, and a whole mess of PVC pipes that are at least 20 feet long. They might even be longer. And I was grateful because a friend of mine is a plumber and he could get me a deal on the PVC, plus he could deliver them on his big trailer. So at that time, my intent was to create low tunnels over everything. We were having some issues with really cold springs, and I thought low tunnels would be the best way to go for in the spring and then also to keep things going through the fall. But I veered off in a different direction that year and never put them up. Now I'm happy I didn't use them, and I'm equally happy that I never got rid of them, which is one of the advantages us pack rats have. So the plan this year is to keep the deer out by putting the low tunnels over each of the 4x8-foot gardens. I'll show the details on how I'm going to attach the PVC and the greenhouse plastic in future entries and future podcasts, since my first course of action is going to be to build the frames, or probably have Grant build them since it drives him crazy to watch me do it. Then I'll install the drip hose, cover the beds with weed fabric, and then finally plant them. After all that, I can screw on the brackets that'll hold the PVC, bend the PVC over the beds, and attach the plastic. So far, the planning is going well, even if it's a whole lot slower than normal. In two of my existing raised beds that I already had in the vegetable garden, I seeded the vegetables such as the carrots, beets, lettuce, spinach, radishes, and beans because my weed fabric that I bought wouldn't fit nicely within the beds. I had gaps on either side and it was driving me a little crazy. So I just decided to use those beds for seeding the vegetables I wanted to seed versus the plants I wanted to put in. So I'm still trying to figure out the best way to water everything inside of them, especially once I have the PVC put up, since I don't think a drip hose is going to do the trick. Right now I'm leaning towards kind of a sprinkler type hose, but I'm going to be playing around with that and will definitely let you know what works best. So once I get that piece figured out, I'll put the plastic over within the next week or so the deer and frankly the rabbits too, so it won't come in and eat them when they're young and tasty. Now yesterday Grant built me a couple of 2x6-inch by 8-foot beds. So they're 8 feet long, 4 feet wide, and built out of 2x6s. Now I'm not going to use these as raised beds like I did with the others where they're filled with soil. Instead, I put down the drip hose, the drip irrigation, cover it with the weed fabric, and then set these frames right on top of the weed fabric. That way it doesn't blow up, it doesn't come up, I don't have to pin it down with rocks or staples, and it keeps everything nice and neat. In one of the beds that we finished yesterday, I planted cabbage, celery, broccoli, and kale. And even though I haven't planted the second one, I'm leaning towards cucumbers and kohlrabi, maybe I'll do cucumbers and basil in that one. So they both like that nice hot condition. In the other beds that are, they still need to be built, which is about three of them. I think I can fit three more in there. I want to put in lots of Carmen peppers, which are an Italian sweet pepper that are absolutely my favorite and my son John's favorite that we eat fresh all the time. Plus, I want to grow enough to can because you can it with kind of a sweet mix and they are really, really good on sandwiches. I'll probably put in more celery because I love my homegrown celery. Ground cherries, which are a fantastic little fruit. It's in the tomatillo family, and it tastes like pineapple when you peel off that papery covering, just like the tomatillos. Of course, I'm going to have lots of basil. I need some Italian parsley, and I'll probably seed another area without the weed fabric with carrots and beets. Because I've been on a beet kick lately, and currently we're paying about $3.49 for three beets. So I figure it'll be definitely worthwhile to dedicate more space to them. Now, I was scratching my head at where to put the tomatoes because they're going to be too tall for the low tunnels, but the deer completely ate the plants last year. So I've decided to plant all of them in the greenhouse. Once again, hopefully with the drip hose put in place and the weed fabric, I won't have the issues with everything growing except the tomatoes taking over the space. I'm not used to having my spring planning taking as long as it is. I'm not somebody in the spring who likes to take her time. I like to just slam it and get it in. But I really think putting in the extra time and the effort now is going to pay off later in the season when I'm not overwhelmed with weeds. And I will definitely be sure to report later in the summer to let everyone know how it goes and what changes might be in store for next year. So if you want to find more ideas on how to make your garden the best ever, or you want to find out what is eating your plants, come join us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.